This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Russia and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire deal in Syria's Idlib region after talks in Moscow to contain a conflict which has displaced nearly a million people. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters reporting. Another Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has bowed out of the race. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.